the energy that you guys had to start that third quarter kind of disappeared at the end of the quarter, and then it became a real battle between the both of you the rest of the way.
Yeah, you know, we started off the game, we didn't have the energy that we played with through the, you know, the second quarter and the beginning of that third, and you know, that's been the motto, you know, for the last, you know, 6-7 games now, that we're just not pulling a full 48 minutes of, you know, hard intensity basketball.
At 2-7, what, I mean, I know it's a concern, but I mean, not that panic is set in any way, shape, or form, but when do you guys really start to say, hey, if we don't do this?
I think we should, I thought that was supposed to have been when we were 2-3. You know, we lost, you know, 2 in a row, but, you know, we're finding ways to lose right now. You know, if this was middle of the season, you know, 6 in a row doesn't seem too bad, but, you know, at the beginning of the season, when you know, everybody's, you know, winning games besides you, then, you know, it looks bad.
You talk about the way Earl's playing.
Played?
Played.
Oh,
yeah.
I said played, I don't play one game.
Yeah.
You know, he did great tonight, you know, but that's what Earl does, you know. You know, me and Earl played together our second year, you know. You know, we went from, you know, 19 wins to 40 wins, you know, and the only addition was me and him. And so we play well together, and you know, I think he's going to help us this season.
You're going to have Antoine Jamison back for the Cleveland game. You got Mike Miller back today. Talk about getting all the pieces back together, everyone's healthy as you approach the Cleveland game.
The funny part, you know, with Antoine coming back now is, you know, now we got to jail and get him back into the flow. You know, hopefully, you know, it can be a quick turnaround. You know, we've been, you know, players been dropping, players been adding. You know, we just don't have the rhythm, you know, that we would like, you know, right now. You know, but we've never been really a good team that played November very well. You know, since I've been here, December's always been our year.
Okay, what's been the problem? Why haven't you guys been able to play 48 minutes, you know, have a sustained effort?
I don't know. You know, I don't know if I'm sitting out there, you know, just watching. You know, there's always, you know, a half or a quarter where, you know, I don't shoot or I don't score. You know, before, you know, in Eddie's system, he needed me to score 30. You know, in this system, I don't have to. You know, so me, you know, sitting, you know, not shooting for a whole quarter doesn't really bother because we have other players, you know, that's scoring. You know, but then when I try to get in the rhythm, I just don't have that feel. You know, so I have to try to find a way to keep myself in the game, you know, the whole time.
Is it tough for you guys to get acclimated to this offense? Is the system too complicated or what?
No. It's just, you know, you have so many weapons. You know, you have Mike Miller, you have Karan, you have Andre, you have Earl. So, you know, you can, you know, relax and, you know, let them, you know, go. You know, but then I found myself, you know, in the fourth quarter realizing I haven't shot the ball yet. You know, I get up to the free throw line and boink it, you know, and it's, you know, I just got to find out just how to keep my rhythm, you know, throughout the whole game.
You had 6 players in double figures, with that being said, but Flip was talking about on defense, the containment in the lane. They outscored you by 10 in the lane.
You know, we did a pretty good job, you know, filling the way we got hot, you know, early. You know, they were shooting, you know, lights out, you know, from the beginning. But, you know, keeping Will Bynum out of that lane, he just, you know, that's what he does. You know, everybody in this league is here for a reason. And he's good at pick and roll and getting that lane, and that's what he did, you know, kind of hurt us. And then we start separating, you know, then, you know, Ben Gordon, you know, just his tough shots. That's what he's been doing this whole career.
What's been the toughest thing for you? Has it been just maybe running the team and being for you, or just coming back and finding rhythm?
You know, I think that the assist to turnover ratio is what's bothering me, you know, right now. You know, I find myself doing more thinking than I am just reacting, you know, off my instincts. You know, players in this league, they react. You know, I was a reactor. You know, now I find myself being a thinker. You know, just like the Miami game, you know, I'm sitting there concentrating on the getting assists, averaging 8 assists, averaging 9 assists, you know, because I want to be, you know, labeled a point guard. You know, so I catch myself trying to force assists, you know, force instead of, you know, today I was like, you know what, forget the assists, you know, forget the turnovers, I'm going to just go out there and just do whatever. End up getting 10, like, Jesus Christ.
Go back to, you know, your own free-flowing kind of,
you know, yeah, when I even Earl said it when he first came in. He said, "Should I remember the Gilbert, the angry Gilbert in Golden State?" He said, "All that Gilbert did was just get a whole bunch of technicals and tear up the locker room." He said, "Nah, man, you just got to go back to being yourself. You know, just go out there, laugh, have fun, play silly. That's what you do. That's what you're when you're at your best."
Do you think maybe you need to be sort of off the ball or something more in the fourth quarter to get that? I was
off the ball in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. So the shots just weren't coming for you, or the ball wasn't finding its way to you?
I just relaxed. You know, yeah. When Earl's out there, you know, he's out there doing his thing. You know, I'm going to let him do his thing. You know, when, you know, Karan got going.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know, sometimes, you know, there'll be periods where the ball just doesn't find you.
You feel like if you stay consistently aggressive on offense, that'll kind of spread the floor for other?
You know, that's how it was before, you know, in Eddie's system. I just, you know, he just told me attack, 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 you know, 24/7. In this system, I have the ball so much. If I attack, 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 you know, I'll sit around and score 60. You know, I'll just be ball hogging. So, you know, I have to take myself off the ball and, you know, take my mind out of shooting. Or if I just attack, I'll just be trying to attack every play. You know, I can't play like that.
So getting back to the old Gilbert, is it Agent Zero Hibachi, or are you just never going to go back to that?
No, I mean, just me, you know, just a fun guy.
When you were talking about thinking too much about assists and all that, I mean, is that from having been away a lot of the last two seasons, or in the new system?
In the new system, you know, just, and being away, you know, you see, you know, players out there, you know, Chris Paul, you know, averaging 20 and 10, you know, and, you know, they consider him the best point guard. So, you know, you put that in your mind, like, man, I want to, you know, in this system, I can average 20 and 10, you know, let me go average 20 and 10. And then I catch myself, you know, trying to force assists, you know, like, what game was it? Miami, I took 27, you know, shots. You know, I had three assists, and I'm sitting like, shit, I can't do that. So the next game we play Indiana, I take 10 shots, and then I look, shit, three assists. Force to make plays that's really not there.
Is there anywhere else in your game other than kind of this new system adjustment where you think maybe being off 2 years is you're struggling to get back into rhythm from being off for a while?
No, you would think, you know, shooting, not having my legs. You know, I can see my free throws, I just don't have a feel for it, you know. I'm practicing them, and they feel good. Then it's just in the game, and just not getting the rhythm of it, you know. Right now, other than that,
you know, Mike
Miller told me to bring him back. You know, everyone wants the fun guy back, you know, because they feel the fun guy. You know, everyone gets to be looser, you know, brought up. They're just, you know, too uptight.
You feel like. I mean, is it frustrating that you guys haven't really found that comfortable in the 9 games?
It's frustrating because, you know, we know what kind of talent we have. And, you know, it's frustrating for me because I know I can take over, you know, in the fourth quarters like I've been doing. But I don't want to take away from the team. You know, I mean, D. Steve, you know, got mad at me, you know, today. Because in the fourth quarter, you know, I only took three shots. And he says, you know, before this one happened, he said he would have took over the fourth quarter, even if he had to take every shot. You know, but I feel I don't have to do that this early because of what we have here.
I guess now that it's not working, do you see yourself maybe going back?
I don't want to get into that situation. You know, we have Twan coming back. You know, we have to get him in the flow. I mean, you know, it's only been 9 games. You know, we can find ourselves out of this.
Thanks a lot.